So a couple of months ago, I went over to Sydney and went to a marketing conference and luckily got to spend time with a lot of amazing entrepreneurs and business owners. And whilst I was there, obviously you get chatting about, you know, what makes them successful, what they think are key leverage points in their business. So I was taking copious notes. And when I came back, I sort of had a look at some of the information that I got and was able to sort of hone down three key areas that are absolutely vital when it comes to moving your business to the next level. So that's what today's podcast is all about.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newey. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
So hi there, everyone. This is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. And as always, you can get a full transcription of this recording over at the Superfast Recruitment .co.uk blog. And if you just look for a title around three must-dos to improve your business growth, then you will find this particular podcast and the transcription that goes with it. So fab trip to Australia for me. What was great about it, and with many of these marketing conferences that you go on, is the people that you meet. And you get to rub shoulders with people that have taken their business, in some cases, to 7, 8, 9 figures. And you just being around that type of person, you start to learn about what were the touch points that made a big difference for them. And they're very, very willing to share this. So I was scribbling notes frantically. And there were three things that really, I think, stood out for me. And those are the things I want to share with you today. And then you can actually look at those in how you implement them. And obviously, marketing is one of them. But interestingly, today, we're not going to focus quite as much on that. However, the things that we're going to talk about can always be added as a lens, if you like, over your marketing. And the first one is about systematization. If you don't have a system, then you will never really be able to leverage what you do. You know, there comes a time when we all first start in business and we do tend to fly by the seat of our pants and we don't have that organization. Now, the minute that we want to really take our business to the next level, you have to have a system and a process in place. You only need to look at some of the major organizations and how well they do, and you appreciate what a system can do for you. Look at McDonald's. They have their system honed down totally, so they can actually employ young kids, if you like, to work in their restaurants and deliver a relatively good service. All of it's mapped out, and they can make a good profit from it as well. It's because they have a system, and they have a system that works. Now, imagine for you in your business, you have a system that you've worked out, that you know that works, and that will start to enable you to really accelerate your growth. You know, and part of that, number two, is having some sort of key performance indicators to know what the things that will make a difference. Now, when it comes to recruitment, it could be the number of CVs that you send out, the number of candidates that you place. It could be, you know, the number of emails you send out, the number of follow-up phone calls that you make, the number of clients that you have on your database, how often you communicate with them. It could be if someone hasn't placed a candidate within 6 months, then there is a process that kicks in where you contact them. It's all those types of things that you then measure. So number one is systemization. Number two is looking at your KPIs and how these work for you to be able to measure what you're doing. And then finally, there's a mindset piece, because it's very easy. There's a saying, a mentor of mine always says that if you're not growing, then you are retracting, because everybody else around you, you know, the whole world is about growth. And if you aren't growing by the pure nature of it, you will be falling behind the rest of your colleagues. So what you were doing 6 or 7 years ago will only produce a certain level of results. If you now want to improve your results, then you will have to do things differently. You know, everything you want is outside your comfort zone, unfortunately. And that's what you have to really focus on with regards to your mindset. and how you really move your business to another level if that's what you want to do. Because, you know, the different sourcing methods that you can use in today's environment, you know, for a lot of people, it's now turned to a candidate-driven market. What strategies and process do you have in place that are going to attract candidates? You know, when candidates are looking, they don't just move jobs on a whim. Particularly the higher level candidates that the majority of recruiters we speak to are after. They don't just think, I'm going to move companies tomorrow. They actually think this process through, and they are wise to the value that a recruitment organisation can give to them, especially if they start to search online. And this is where we always talk to people about your authority positioning. So that's where you may need to look at what you're doing and raise it up, you know, notch it up a gear. And this is where we talk about thinking about your mindset and thinking that, okay, this is what we did and this is the results we achieved. So now what? What can we do next that takes it to a new level? And that's what real entrepreneurs and business owners that are interested in business growth start to do. They're never complacent. They always take things to the next level. So this is Denise with just a little, some insights from a recent event that I went to about three factors to really help you move your business forward.